how we can get so angry when we think we're so peaceful.
For example. Yeah. How do we begin that process of changing and training ourselves not to revert back to those old mental processes? Again, it is a process of learning that, but what do we do? I mean, just keep listening to the tapes over and over and over again, and eventually...
Well, actually, yeah, you have to keep listening to things over and over again, but I think we have to accept our limitations.
Okay,
and once we accept our limitations, we can realize then we have choices that we can change what is changeable and continue on. When that happens for me, for example, when I'm cut off, I automatically back off the pedal, right off the accelerator. And now I have a choice. Do I get reactive about the situation, or do I try to remain proactive about the situation? Does that person really affect me? Does that person really need to affect me? Do I really need to let that person affect me? Or can I, you know, just keep my own equanimity and my own calmness and my own peace within me and realize that some people just have a need to do what they have to do and that doesn't really affect me? And why do we have to constantly get into that aggressive, you know, state? We don't have to. No one's told us we have to become aggressive. No one's told us that we have to change and go back to that other way of responding to the situation, that old pattern or that old tape that constantly keeps playing back and forth. Well, it's just an awareness that that's still there. That's still part of who we are. And that means we're still alive. We have that ability to change that particular part of ourselves. Every time that happens, that is another opportunity for change.